Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary Show. Inspiring stories that change lives. Where ordinary heroes tell their extraordinary stories of how they have triumphed over unexpected challenges. This is where we say what can't be said and use the AAA formula for freedom. Awareness, acceptance, and action. Now, here's your host, Hillary Burns.
Hey, this is Hillary Burns, and welcome back. Today, I am so excited to have Betsy Bell Osterholm, sorry about that, Betsy, and Crystal Barron. And I just want to tell a quick story about how I met Betsy. My kids were at a pool party at her house, and I crashed it. I happened to meet Betsy and found out she was an astrologer. And then my daughter and her friend who were at the party did an astrology reading. And they were like, oh, my God, Mom, you have to have a session with Betsy. So I scheduled one. And my life has not been the same. It has been an exciting, exciting ride. I don't know if you believe in that stuff, but kind of doesn't matter. It's cool. So whether you believe it or not, I just have to say it's very cool. So anyway, Betsy and Crystal are partners in a business called Chaos and Tonic, which is what they're going to talk about today. First, they're going to go into their backgrounds and how they both got into this kind of stuff. And then they're going to tell us about their business. So welcome, Betsy and Crystal.
Hey, thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
So excited to be here, really.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't wait to hear how y'all got into this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So Betsy, you want to go first and tell us?
Sure.
Like I'll a little bit first. About your prior life and then how this all happened for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's best to start with where I am now, because it's the culmination of my path, right? So first of all, I just want to say I love anytime someone says getting real, I sign up because it's about time we all got real and are able to express who we really are, which is actually the nature of my business and what I hope to help people to do. But I also loved the way you start your show with, you know, the hero, like we're all a hero. And Crystal and I, with Chaos and Tonic, we use the hero's journey, the heroine's journey, really is how we look at life for all of us and the way I've always viewed my life. So I think to start with that, and just to give people a sense of what that is, can be really powerful for all of us. So the hero's journey, and we like to say hero's journey, heroine's journey, whatever works for you, is really based on the monomyth by Joseph Campbell, which many of you might know. Joseph Campbell, professional author, and he really wrote profoundly about the human experience. So according to the monomyth, hero's journey, every journey starts with a call to adventure. So it's a call from the soul, really, that the soul feels this like desire to, it's called. And maybe there's people that come in that kind of wake that up in them and ask them to join them. And we have an opportunity to either heed the call, right? Or we can say no, right? So that's the initial. And then along the way, if we heed the call, all the supporters, the mentors, the opportunities, the challenge, everything that we need to really ground ourselves on that journey comes in to support us. So we know we're on the path, right? But at some point, the scaries come in. like stuff, distractions, doubt, you know, the monsters that's actually in, you know, if you look at like Star Wars, all the movies, the action movies, they're all based on the hero's journey. But there's something that comes in that just like shakes it all up. And then you end up in what Crystal and I have called the dark forest, which is like you just kind of, you know, you realize you should realize it's an opportunity, right? Because it's actually calling you to shift or something out of that, you know, wherever you were. It's a call to yourself to do the transformation that you need in order to do the rest of the journey, right? So in that dark forest, you can feel lost. And isn't that a part of all of our journeys, where at some moments we just feel like questioning everything, like, wait, where am I? What am I doing? Where am I going next? Right. And so that is really when the transformation happens. And I work professionally as a coach with transformation. So I help people transform their bodies, their health, their life. So that's a big word for me. And it takes going down into that place of the scaries, the deep, dark forest with yourself, to get that transformation that you need to actually get back on the road, to come back with the wisdom, right? With the wisdom that you are going to share with the world, right? So you bring it back. That's the boon. That's the treasure. And then we go back and then, hey, there's another call to adventure. So there's not just one, you know? So starting with where I am now and just giving you a little insight as to, you know, what I'm, the culmination of my journey is I've had over 30 years experience and training in professionally. I've worked full-time in health, wellness, and personal empowerment. So it's been very focused. I haven't strayed from the path at all. So in that sense, it's simple, right? So I am the chief tonic officer, astrologist at Chaos and Tonic. And I love that. I love that because it kind of sums it all up. So chief tonic, right? What the heck is a tonic, first of all, right? So the tonics are any strategy, tool, solution, and I like to say soul, S-O-U-L, ocean, anything that helps you calm the chaos so you can up-level your vibe and your energetic frequency and you can rock out your life, your path, you know? So all those distractions that could derail you, kind of can stay really focused. Okay. So that's really what a tonic is and what the nature of my work and my journey. Really, I was on a quest for tonics. I was on a quest for strategy tools to help people live their best lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of it. And so when we get to our story, you'll kind of see how that name transpired. But my journey really started, you know, back in when it starts for most of us with, you know, when we're in high school, our younger years and what we're dreaming about, like, what do we want to be, right? Well, I wanted to be either a vet, a doctor, or an FBI agent. Okay. So it was very interesting, but that now that I know, and I started studying astrology at age 16, that's Scorpio. And I rock out Scorpio. I've got like four different planets in Scorpio. So that's the detective archetype. That's also the health detective, right? So I kind of, and I didn't know this back then, I was just kind of, you know, didn't really realize, I thought there was one journey. That's about it, right? With our vantage point. But I decided I was going to go pre-med. So I went to school pre-med. I went down that path, which there was a lot of pressure with that, right? Like, you know, I'm going to be a doctor. So the world, the culture thinks, okay, doctor, my parents, everything. But while I'm there, I freak out. I was getting real with myself. I was like, this is not my tribe. This is not what I want to do. I thought I was going to be doing something else, my vision. Like, I want to prevent disease, not treat it. And that wake up call was like, holy crap, I'm not going to med school. Come home, right? So that was my call. It was like, heeded the call. I was in the dark forest, freaking lost. I said, no, I'm not going. I'm not continuing this. And everyone's like, you're not? That's the right thing to do. I'm like,
How far into it, Betsy, were you?
A couple years.
Into med school or pre-med?
No, pre-med.
Pre-med, okay.
And so that was like, I just needed some time in the dark forest. I didn't even know what that was, but the dark forest, I was so there. But you know what? I knew. It's like I had this unbelievable will and sense of special destiny. And despite what everyone thought, I'm like, I know there's something I can do with this. So what I did was I followed my desires, which was really my love of movement. I was a gymnast and a dancer, health, obsessed with health. And I was fascinated with the human body. So I then took the break and I ended up going into my second the call to adventure was the call to fitness. I was like, I could put it all together. I can be a group exercise instructor, a personal trainer. I can help people that way. So I got myself studied, trained, certified, and I was on that floor working with humans. It was amazing. I was super pumped. And then within that came the call to, this isn't enough, an entrepreneur. I need to be an entrepreneur. So within that, this is all one call, because it just kind of moved together, moved in. You know, I was like, I want my own studios, dance and fitness studios. So did I have any training in business? No, I had the help. So I got trained in business. Everything I needed to know about starting a small business, and did all the courses, got a consultant. I was up and running. Opened two studios and then started working with corporations. So hospitals and colleges, creating on-site fitness programs and wellness programs for employees and students. I was like, man, this is great, but not so fast. That was about 15 years. And then came the third call. I was called to by, and this came out of the blue. So we're talking, you know, opportunities that come out of nowhere that spark another path. I was just through a client who I saved his life. I found, I got a job offer from a.
Wait, how'd you save his life?
He was a mess, a hot mess. He was the CEO of a company, and on his way to just, it was not good. And so he was like, oh my gosh. I mean, he lost like 50 pounds. He felt great. He was much more productive and was on his game. He was feeling better. And he's like, I want everyone in the company to experience this. I'm hiring you. You're coming in and you're going to build a wellness center. So there I was, building a wellness center / fitness center for a organization. And that was really, I think I was there for 17 years. So that was really the biggest call that I was preparing for that whole time, was this, because on that journey in that company, I walked in free as a bird. I'm used to doing my own thing, managing my own schedule, being weird, being who I was. I had no issues with being just who I am, right? With all my, two studios, I had a community. We were all one. It was great. We danced, we laughed, we partied. It was great. We got healthy together. I go in there and I'm like, what is going on? These people are like the walking dead. I couldn't understand, where did they leave their heart and their soul? I legit was, it was heartbreak for me. That was a huge call. I'm like, did they leave their heart and soul on the doorstep? Like, what? I'd show up to meetings and I'd be like, these people, like, where's the light in the eyes that shows the soul? Like, they're trying to be someone they're not. It was very clear to me. So then that was really the
call. What kind of company was it, Betsy?
A medical device company.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but this is true of, you know, just corporate, I mean, right, within that company. So anyway, I really worked my way up. I realized that my call, it had to be holistic. I needed to crack the code on what was it that was keeping people from bringing their whole selves into work. So that led to more of a holistic approach. So that's when all the training started with, I'm a holistic health coach certified since 2004, but every strategy, tip, and tool for managing stress and helping people feed their multidimensional selves, right, at work was what I was all about. So Eastern and Western approaches, I gathered them all in. So I have a toolkit that is, I just kept trying things and actually, spearheaded a culture initiative, because I was like, okay, clearly we need to shift the culture to help people feel like they could bring their whole selves into work. Like, that would help tremendously, right? So we started the culture initiative. So I became very involved in that, which is still to this day in place, but to shift the culture to one where we can bring our whole selves into work. I got the leadership on board. So that was extremely gratifying, and I feel really, really was what prepped me that 17 years for really understanding not my little niche of people, you know, that I work with, but just what's happening in humanity all over the world, you know, with people. And they've got to know themselves. That's the thing. So it was the psychology like the personal empowerment and personal mastery, which is where I really landed in the corporate world with bringing in personal mastery programs to help people really understand and facilitating them, really understand, you know, who they were, their deepest psychology, so they could figure out why behind why they were either stressed out of their minds or, you know, whatever wasn't working in their lives, whether it be health, relationships, their work. You know, it just keeps happening, kind of the patterns that people get stuck in. And so it became very personal mastery focused. And that's, you know, where astrology really came in. So I started bringing in some very, and I don't consider astrology is much more mainstream now than it was. Like I was undercover. I was in my office working. I worked with one-on-one clients and also did group programs. And I'd be in my office. The person was into it. I'm like, okay, give me your birthday. We need to figure this out. Like, who are you? What is going on here? What are these subconscious programs and patterns that are kind of running your reality and sabotaging it? Right. And so I used it undercover, and it became like I couldn't do my job without it almost, you know? And so anyway, what ended up happening was, this is what will happen. The journey of the soul is when where you are at or the people you are with are no longer expanding you into more of who you are meant to be in this life, you get pulled out. So I was not happy. I was feeling suffocated, like I couldn't really be me and deliver, speak the way I wanted to, do the things I wanted to. The company was just not ready for it, you know? And it was, my health was starting to suffer.
But this was after 17 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I waited it out. And trust me, I went into a windowless room. And it was kind of like, but I created windows, like imagining paintings and cool murals on the wall. But that's where the wellness center was, in the middle of the company. 17 years going in there. And I wouldn't come out till the end of the day because I was so focused on my work. Like I said, like I really was very focused, worked. That was my main relationship, of course, and my family. But so anyway. Then the ticket came, and I'm almost done with this story. Okay. So then 17 years later, the company got bought out by a bigger company. And then they restructured the whole organization. And I could see that what I had built, I wouldn't even be able to carry it on as it was because they were going to cookie cutter it. So I said to myself, okay, and I think I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and go, right? But they had to offer me a position, and I didn't take the position. So I ended up getting a package which was a gift. But I feel for what I had built, because it was a very pioneering program that is, I left as compost for the person that took over to, you know, keep going as best as they could. But anyway, so that's the story. So I was free. I was free. Solopreneur, here we come. That's the next call to the venture, right? And so that's when I met Crystal, is when I left.
And did you still have your studios all that time?
No. So I closed my studios when I went into corporate.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That was a deep dive. But
so how long ago did you meet Crystal? How many years? Oh, you said 7 years, I think, Crystal.
Eight years.
Okay.
Think.
So
yeah.
8 years ago, you guys meet. All right. So Crystal, do you want to say what you were doing? Are you good, Betsy? Anything else you want to add?
Or no.
Let her take over. Okay, good. All right. Go ahead, Crystal.
First of all, I have to say that was absolutely fascinating, because I've heard, bits and pieces, you know, over the last 8 years, but I've never heard you, Betsy, like, we've never actually sat down and talked about our stories, as individuals, like from inception to, you know, to where we are now. It's absolutely fascinating. And, it's funny because, you know, when we came up with the name Chaos and Tonic for our business, we would joke, as Betsy just said, you know, she's the chief tonic officer. And we would joke that I brought the chaos and she brought the tonic. So, and as I'm listening to her life story and I'm sitting here thinking about my life story and I'm like, yeah, yeah, bring in the chaos. Just, you know, because I was somebody who, you know, I mean, Thanksgiving is coming up. I was like a turkey. You like dangle something sparkly in front of me. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that now. And then it's like, oh, look over here, sparkly. And I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds good. I'm going to do that now. I always lacked that focus, you know, that Betsy has. And I admire it so much. But I grew up in Canada. And my parents were farmers and, you know, very practical people. They worked really, really hard for like every single, you know, cent that they had. And, you know, I was just born a very creative, very artistic person. You know, I loved to be in the school plays and, you know, that's where I always felt that I shined. And then, you know, it came time to go to university and I said to my mom, you know, like, I want to study drama. And, you know, my mom, you know, gave the best advice that she could. She was like, well, that's nice, dear, but really what you should do is you should get like a real degree and, you know, cause you need to have something to fall back on. But, you know, it's interesting because my brother has two children and his oldest, he went into engineering, but he's also like an extremely creative person. And, you know, I guess, you know, younger generation, and he was just kind of like, yeah, no, you know what? No, engineering's not for me. Like, I'm going to do the art thing. And I didn't have the confidence in myself, honestly, you know, because this is getting real. Confidence is something to this day. I'm 55 years old and confidence to this day is still something that I, you know, struggle with constantly. But I postponed the whole drama thing and that really kind of began the putting the lid on my creative, I don't want to say star is not the right word, but my creative ray of light. And so I ultimately ended up going into law school, because we're talking astrology. My sun sign is an Aquarius and I'm always drawn to that sort of like rebel thing. And, you know, my father was always somebody who was like, you know, girls don't do that. So my whole thing was, I mean, why did I go to law school? Basically, despite my father, not because I had any like strong desire to be a lawyer. But, you know, I did that. I was good at it, but I still just had this like, just wasn't, you know, it wasn't right. It wasn't right for me. I moved to Australia. I lived in Australia for a year, got a master's in law in dispute resolution. I think, again, because we're talking astrology, my ascendant is Libra. And so I make a very good mediator. So I went.
Now, was this after law school?
I went to law school. I practiced law.
Oh, okay.
And then I took a break from practicing, moved to Australia to study, to get a master's degree in dispute resolution.
All right. And what was your, I just want to ask, what was your undergraduate degree in?
Psychology.
Psychology. Okay.
Yeah. Psychology. And then I did 2 years of sociology. Wow. And then law school, and then got my master's of law in dispute resolution.
Wow.
And, I got married when I was in Australia and my husband wanted to move. He's American born and he wanted to move back to the US, even though he hadn't lived in the US for, you know, most of his adult life, but he wanted to do that. And I'm like, okay, so we'll do that. And then, you know, so we moved here and that's when things really started to kind of fall apart for me. You know, we came to the US and I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I like the law thing was fine. I was good at it, But let's be honest, America doesn't need another lawyer. I'm like, okay, well, this is an opportunity to do something different. So I'm like, okay, Crystal, what have you always wanted to do? And again, it went back to the whole like entertainment performing thing. You know, but by this time though, I was in my late 30s. And so I thought, okay, let me take, a little broadcast course, like an 8-week kind of quickie course and, you know, try to get my feet wet in that. And so I did that. And then, and kind of naively thought that, oh, this is great. Now I'm going to like set the world on fire. But what I soon realized is that it was, you always hear and you can you reinvent yourself. But what I encountered was that you can reinvent yourself if you're 20 years old, but if you're 39 years old, or you're 40 years old, or you're 41 years old, or 42 years old, however old I was at the time, I suffered from what I felt was, ageism. It was just kind of like, okay, you want to do this, but you're a lawyer, you're overqualified, we're not going to, we're not going to hire you. If you'd come to us when you were 20 years old, be a different story. So that knocked me down, several pegs. I finally got a job in broadcast media, pushing, this is back when we had like tapes, pushing carts of tapes from the media library to like editing rooms and whatnot. I kind of, slowly sort of worked my way to, other positions, but they were always positions that were very, very much in the background. And media companies are big. I would go to work and realize that there were like, out of 300 people, there were 5 people who like knew me, and maybe only one of them actually cared. And Betsy has talked about the hero's journey, the heroine's journey, and how, as we embark on that journey, we can get pulled into what we've called like the dark forest. And so I was definitely on the dark forest. I'd been at this job for several years and really invisible. And I had no friends really here. And that's a lot of that's my fault. I didn't really make like an effort. Doing a job that I didn't enjoy, I had no voice, and it was Groundhog Day, day in and day out. I live in Connecticut and I was commuting into the city. And there was one day, I'll never forget it. I was on the 7:44 a.m. train, Metro North train into the city. And by this time I was just like dead inside, like so far removed from who I was, so far removed from who I wanted to be. And I was sitting on the train, squished in the middle seat. Everybody's, unhappy traveling on their way into work. And, and that's when my mind starts to go. And I just, oh man, like, how you feel like when you're about to cry and you don't want to cry, but that tear, man, that one tear, it just finds an escape. And then like, it just like breaks free. And then all of a sudden you can't stop the tears from flowing. So crowded 7:44 a.m. train, middle seat, tear escaped. It's like prison, followed by, all the convicts escaping. And I had an emotional breakdown because I sat there and I was like, I do not know who I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I am. Why do I have this life? What am I doing with it? And I'm going to this job. And don't get me wrong, very thankful for the job because it was really hard for me to, to get a job, but I was just like, I'm dying. I am dying. And then I thought to myself, okay, what's something you always wanted to do, Crystal? Like, you've got to turn this around. What's the one thing you've always wanted to do? And just like that, this word, like a neon sign, popped into my brain, and it said, dance. I always wanted to dance. And, you know, my mom took me when I was like maybe 6 years old. I took 1 year of dance classes and I was very shy. And, you know, I mean, I loved it, but my teacher after that 1 year was retiring and I was too scared to take any more classes from another teacher. Just again, totally lacked that self-confidence. And so my mom was just like, okay, you can quit. And I sort of regretted it my whole life.
Wow. Crystal, yeah. We're going to take our little break here.
Oh, yeah, please.
And then we're going to find out what happened. I can't wait. But are we ready, Doug, for our message from our sponsor? Here we go.
Are you inspired? Are you living a life story you're proud to tell? Are you actively pursuing and creating the life of your dreams? Well, if not, you really need Hillary's AAA program for freedom. Just visit gettingrealwithhillary.com and schedule a time with Hillary today.
Okay, we're back. And now, so dance.
Dance flashing.
Yes.
Dance flashing on the Metro North train into the city mid emotional breakdown. So I check out my phone and I'm like, okay, just did a search for adult dance classes near me. And there is a studio literally right around the corner from where I live that offered adult dance classes. So I got into work. As soon as I got into work, I called the owner of the studio, answered the phone, and I said, I want to dance. I'm like 47 years old. I am very uncoordinated. I can't put one foot in front of the other without tripping. You know, what do I do? And I remember him saying, like, everybody starts somewhere. That's what you have to tell yourself. That's what you have to, everybody starts somewhere. So I'm like, cool, I'm in. And he said, what kind of dance are you interested in? I said, contemporary. He said, you know what? We've got a contemporary class tomorrow night. Why don't you just come? So I did. I walked into that studio. I was so nervous. And I walked in and I saw this radiant goddess at the head of the studio, the teacher, who just like radiated this light. I immediately fell in love. And of course, I'm talking about Betsy. She was my first, dance teacher outside of the 1 year of dance that I took when I was like 6 years old or whatever. And, you know, I was a mess. Like I couldn't turn. I didn't know what I was doing. I came home that night and I texted my friend from work and I said, I just had the best time of my life. And I'm 55 years old and I have been dancing ever since that day. So that breakdown that led to that aha moment for me, it led to Betsy, but it also led to a community. All of a sudden, I had friends, I had like-minded people, and my confidence grew. I lost 30 or 35 pounds of weight. And I knew, I don't know that Betsy knew, but I knew we were going to be friends. I knew there was no way this woman was not going to be in my life. And, through time we developed, a friendship, and then just, I guess, kind of organically, we just sort of realized that we should be working together. And Chaos and Tonic was born.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know till the very last few seconds that it was Betsy the goddess.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It was at the dance studio. Yeah, go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah, we, I was actually helping her find her way. I did an astrology kind of helped her to get to know herself, kind of broke down her chart just to try to find, like, okay, what's in there what are your superpowers? You know, and that's what astrology can offer you. And it shows the path. I mean, astrology, evolutionary astrology, shows the path of, you know, really your soul purpose and a sense of it, right? What it feels like and what it might look like. And it shows the destiny, like where you're going, like the direction you're going in. And so we did that. But I was actually, remember, I was helping you figure out what the next vocation was. Yeah. And at some point, we both were like, wait a minute, hold on. I think we're supposed to do this together. Like this is what we need to do. Like, we're marrying superpowers here.
And now what is the this? Because I'm
the chaos and tonic.
Right. But what do what you guys it? Actually
I'll
do?
Let Crystal okay. go for right. it.
Oh, okay. So, you know, what is chaos and tonic? In all honesty, you know, it's been evolving. You know, we, like Betsy said, you know, we realize that we should be working together. I am not an astrologer. I will be the first to, we have a website, chaosandtonic.com. And like I think Betsy had said sort of earlier, our whole business is identifying the tonics. And I actually looked up the definition of tonic because, you know, if you're like me, you know, you think tonic and you think, okay, it's like that nice, like sparkly, you know, water that you put into your, you know, real drink to make it a little bit more palatable. But there's also an alternative definition, which is that it's something that makes you feel stronger. It's something that makes you feel happier. And, you know, that's what we are all about, is empowering, and our audience is primarily women, empowering women to discover their superpowers, their paths, and then along the way, what are those tonics? What are those things that make us feel stronger, that make us feel happier, so that we can kind of dial down the chaos, so that we can keep on our heroine's journey and we don't get like pulled deep into the dark forest. But, you know, we're constantly evolving. We started, what, I think like 3 years ago, yeah,
we launched right at COVID. We're like, yeah, let's just soft launch it with a website and start, you know, making it happen. You know, let's use this time to feel things out and get things up and running. So we are definitely growing. I have not missed a beat with my work. I mean, once I left corporate America, I call myself a health and life alchemist, because that's what I do, is every single day in a number of different ways. So I'm continuing to do that, but what we're really trying to do is help. I mean, it's astrology focused, but it's also, holistic practices focused. So it's got a double, it's kind of, we're marrying those. So we've got a strong astrology presence because I've been working with people with health for so long and well-being and, you know, helping them find their way in their journey. And I'm telling you, the astrology, without the astrology, I feel like I'm blind. Like I really don't feel like I can help the person the way I need to. And so it is an essential ingredient in our toolkit. So what we really hope to be doing is making it like just bringing that mainstream, offering some classes, helping people understand who they are at a deeper level and what they're, when we know what we're here to heal, because that's the human journey is all about healing. We evolve, our soul evolves through our emotional body. So it's healing the emotional stuff that we came in with. And childhood will give you a good idea what that is, like with what Crystal was talking about with her childhood. And I didn't go there with mine, but, you know, anyway, but I'm not getting that real today. So, you know, when we know where we've been and then we can look at it through that lens of, oh, I'm supposed to heal this. That can be very empowering. So, you know, I basically validate the person's life through the astrological lens, but also validate a new reality for them, because there is a new reality, and that's the destiny. That's the sole purpose. When you know what your sole purpose is, which evolutionary astrology can help you understand, you know when you're in your lane. It can really help when you feel like you're lost in the dark forest, or you're at a crossroads, or you got to make a decision. It's like, what do I do? Well, whatever it is that's going to keep you in this lane to get you to your goal, which is the destiny, your soul's purpose, that mission, whatever feeds that mission is the answer. And so it can really help bring some clarity to people. And I've seen it work its magic. I mean, I see it work its magic every day because I'm doing it every day. But so it really gets to the why, you know, like, why does this keep happening? Why these patterns? Why these people? Why these situations? Why do I keep finding myself in these circumstances? And those are the subconscious programming that we're actually here to heal. So we can detect that and bring some clarity to it through looking at the chart.
Can I just ask?
Healing.
Because I've experienced what you've done, Betsy. And Crystal, you said you were not in astrology. So what's the part that you bring? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to make you defensive. I just want to know, I've experienced Betsy's. It was unbelievable. What would I experience working with you?
I make it all pretty. That's my job.
Okay. He's so creative. That Aquarian, again, like, if we're going to talk astrology, it's like her gifts. She is such a creative person. Like, she's got the vision and she's got the ability, the strengths to actually pull what maybe I could not define in a way that people could understand. She creates the understanding and just brilliantly creative. If you go to our website, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. She's got that whole piece, and, you know, it takes that in a partnership.
So you're the creative of the website and the
broadcast
and all that stuff.
So like our videos, our Instagram presence, that's all hers. Like she produces videos. Like, we got a producer in the house.
Wow.
You know? I'm looking at this stuff and I'm going, what? I mean,
wow, that's really cool.
I'm a performer. I'll put myself out there, but I could never do that. So she's got the whole marketing piece, the branding, the marketing, all of that. That's all. I mean, we decide on things together, but Crystal brings it alive with her genius.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for saying that. But yeah, it's, you know, Betsy is, and I don't use this word lightly, genius. What she does is absolutely incredible. And there's a lot of science to astrology. And so, you know, one of the things that I do with my, you know, just normal human brain is I take what Betsy, all of the information, all of the content, which is spectacular. And then I try to like filter it and put it out, and then put it out into our website, into our email, our Instagram, whatever, in a way that people like me can understand and digest, so that we're getting something, you know, we're getting the benefit out of it.
Well, I would call that genius too. Yeah. To be able to do that, I would say.
Yeah.
You got two geniuses superpower in the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Superpowers.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, can I just say, when you said, you know, validate the past and then validate the new life. Like, when I was working with you, Betsy, I had something I was definitely struggling with and not understanding why. You know, I was in this certain relationship, it made no sense, and yet there it was. And, you know, when you said that was supposed to be there to heal, and that it was a karmic relationship, it freed me so much to know, my God, like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, and that, no, that's what I needed to do. So that was like and that was just one little piece of the validation that just made such a difference for me. And then to be able to create a new, whatever, direction, purpose, life, you know, that was also just such a gift, the whole session. So yeah.
It's very empowering, you know, to just kind of changes everything. I joke around. I mean, I have this on where I say, you know, I help people move from mess to message.
Yes.
Or from, you know, breakdown to breakthrough. I also work, because I've been, I mean, my path is, has been very physical, you know, health oriented. I actually work with people in pain. And we can also see that through the chart is what might be out of balance in the other realms, not just the physical, but the emotional, the mental, you know, the subconscious, you know, neuro piece of it that might be help creating that. But from pain to purpose, it's like understanding there's a purpose to your pain and how to navigate that from that place. Like, I'm a detective. I mean, let's get to the bottom of why this is happening. My big question, why? And that's why the astrology that I chose is the deepest you can go to really understand the deepest psychological nature of it. Of a being and their path. But, you know, it's that, you know, that pain to purpose. You know, so those I really feel kind of sum it up. But, you know, we also go ahead. It looks like you're going to.
Yeah. So, you know, when we were doing mine and I, you know, aside from what my daughter and her friends say, I don't know anything about astrology. So when you showed me the chart and, you know, to me, it was just like some lines.
Yeah.
Like how the heck do you interpret all that from that chart? I mean, is it experience? I was like, you know, no offense, but is she making this shit up? You know,
no, I know.
Real. And I was just like, all right, it kind of matched what I had done with someone else in Hawaii. So they're not talking, but you know, I just was wondering how
the language,
yeah,
it's a language. All the symbols mean something.
Okay.
Right. And so this is what we hope to help people understand through our teachings with Chaos and Tonic is, you know, to be able to interpret their own chart, given, you know, the planets that we all have the same planets in our chart, right? And they're just in different signs. So the planets are just, you know, functions. They're forces in our psyche, right? And I look at them as characters on the stage, like Mars is your will. Like, you know, what signs it's in? How is it acting? How is that will acting? Mine was in Leo. It was a freaking fireball. They used to call me that. Here she comes. She's not going to take no for an answer. She gets what she wants and she does it fast. Boosh, right? So I was known for that, you know? So it's that type of thing. And then you kind of put it all together because all these planets in these different signs, and you think of they're wearing different costumes or outfits and they act a certain way, but they're talking to each other. All these forces in our psyche. Right?
So is it like the energy? Like what is it from the planets that actually affects everything? Is it force?
Yeah, they're energetic forces within us. So they're archetypal in nature. So I had studied archetypes in general, just to help try to figure people out before I even used astrology. So if you understand what archetypes are, there are certain archetypes that go with each sign. Like I said, Scorpio, the detective. Aquarius is the humanitarian, but it's also very different. It can be eccentric, revolutionary, somewhat rebellious. So you start understanding if your sun sign's in that, it's like, okay, you've got a contract. The sun is the purpose of the life, what you're developing into, to kind of color outside the lines, like out of the box, like recognize your genius and innovate something. Create something, right?
So you can, like, if you're different, most people feel bad if they're different. Right. This is kind of validating, you know, for example, Crystal's creativity or your fireball or my schizophrenia.
So you can see the Gemini. You can see, like, and then the person shows up and you can see they're because they're all there in the room. Right? They're all there in the room and they're talking to each other. And some of these planets inside us, these archetypal forces in different signs, they don't get along. You know, there's some friction in the house, in the person's house, your head. I want to do this. And then the other one's going, no, you're not doing that. Cause this is so that we can also see the way the planets are talking to each other in the chart. Right. And then we evolve through cycles of time. So we got planets that are, you have your natal chart, which is what you saw. there's planets right now that are moving around our natal, all of our charts, and they're pinging different planets in our chart, and they're starting conversations. And those are the conversations that change our lives. So we can predict, we can actually see what's coming in a way. What are you being called to work on? It's very much, you know, I don't do predictive astrology, but I can see this year, the theme of your life is this. It can be very helpful for you to go with the, to know, so you can go with the flow rather than resist it. I think that's the biggest piece is, you know, helping people understand how to go with the flow of who they are and where they're going and not resist that. When you know yourself and you know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely helped me because I'm doing all these crazy things and I'm like, the other voice is going, what are you doing? Stop it. And then the other one's going, come on. And I'm just like, ah. And you were like, no, go, just go, go.
Yeah.
Have
fun.
Your
soul's calling for it. But it's when we
listen to others. It is like being torn. It's like being torn.
Yeah. And trust me, I've got that going on too, you know, in my world. But it is a language and it does take learning and we're constantly learning. There's so much to know, but it does osmose at some point. Like I can just get the whole synthesis fairly quickly by just looking at it. Mm. And that takes time again. But but yeah, it's pretty cool. I can talk for hours on that. And I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, we still have 4 minutes, but I just want you guys to be able to talk about like, what's coming up that people can do with you? Where do they go to find you? How can they book a session? You know, even if I have friends who are like, yeah, whatever, I don't believe that stuff. But like, what would someone like that do? I mean, they don't have to, but.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of free stuff on our website.
Okay. So it's chaosandtonic.com. Spelled out. Yeah.
And so what we're starting to do is put get to know. So we started this, I think, with Leo or Virgo. I can't remember which sign.
But anyway. Leo, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So right now, if anybody here that's listening is a Sag, or we're still in Scorpio season. It's turning into Sag. We got a new moon in Sag tomorrow. By the way, this is a amazing time to envision what your journey is. Sagittarius is very big picture thinking, visionary. So new moon in Sag is a call to set some intentions around travel or, you know, looking at the big picture of your life, doing a vision board and really planting those seeds of intention for what you want to create in life. So I'll just throw that out. But if you have anybody that's got a lot of Sagittarian in their chart that you know of, or you're a Sag, if you go to our website on AstroSpeak under that tab, you'll see you can click on it and you can find everything about Sagittarian archetype, because we're talking archetypes here, right? So understand what I mean. There's a natural Sag, which is what we're ideally embodying if we're Sagittarius, but there's also Sagittarius gone wild, which is a distorted, which that's what gets us into trouble when the archetype goes wild. Sag wild is like a wildfire. That's all I'm going to say. But there's also Sag going underground, which is Sag going invisible. So how are you owning your Sag? So just that alone can be really helpful. I write a cosmic forecast every week. So you understand what's happening in the sky around us. That is really focused on empowering you to understand the things that you can't control, the forces outside of us, which the planets move around in the sky. And maybe what they're creating collectively for all of us, everything we're dealing with, which will apply to you. So we have that up there.
Okay.
And that's
every week. Subscribe or book an appointment with you or something? How does people get some of this? It's great. Yeah.
It's all there. So Crystal, I don't know if you want to finish.
Yeah,
that up
it's all on the website. So if anybody's interested, I think just go in and poke around. You know, there's a lot of information there. There's astrology based information. We also have non-astrology tonics available as well. Things that, like Betsy had said, you know, she spends a lot of time of her life helping people with pain, because let's face it, you can have the greatest purpose in the world, but if you can't get out of bed, you know, it's kind of hard to do that. So I would just recommend you go in, poke around. And yeah, if you're interested at all, you can book sessions right online. And, you know, subscribe to our email list. We send out a playlist, a fun cosmically curated playlist. So you can have that playing to, like, you know, elevate your energy and get vibing with the natural energy of the day. Like, it's honestly, it's pretty cool. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. That sounds so exciting. And I think we're at the end of our interview, which is really sad, but really exciting, because I can't wait to go poke around on your website. So thank you, Betsy Bell Osterholm and Crystal Barron. Check out chaosandtonic.com. Thank you guys so much. This has really been fascinating and fun. Just a gift to humanity. So thank you for partnering up, and thank you for giving us what you got, your gifts.
Thank you, Hillary. Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Real with Hillary show. We hope you were entertained and inspired. Please subscribe to Hillary's newsletter. Go to gettingrealwithhillary.com for more freedom techniques and fantastic stories and links to other great stuff. And don't forget to tune in every week on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio TV. And let's get real. Let's get connected. Let's get inspired and create that life you love.